Hello.
Hi, Harris. Good afternoon. This is Alex. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How about you?
Good. I'm doing good. Thank you. Yeah, I'm calling about your property in Bainbridge Street in Richmond. You just filled out the form online and I just received it.
Okay.
All right. So, you wanted to sell your property?
Possible. I was curious to know what the offer would be because I can't say anything until I find out what the offer would be. That's
Gotcha.
the only de that's what determines whether I sell, keep, or what I do.
Okay. Well, I am calling to really determine if you're selling, but I'm gonna have to ask what's gonna be a good time for us to call you back. Forrest, the owner of the company, would wanted to talk to you about it, possibly give you an offer. So can we schedule a call maybe tomorrow when you are available?
Okay.
What time are you usually available?
6:30 in the
6:30 in the evening. Okay,
evening. Yes.
we could do that tomorrow, 6:30 in the evening. And I mean, do you have time right now? Would you be able to tell me a little bit?
I got time that I got some time.
Okay. I mean, would you be able to tell me a little bit about the property?
It's a 2,000 square foot single family home. It has two bathrooms and three bedrooms.
Bedrooms. Gotcha. I'm looking at the picture right now. I'm not sure if the pictures online are updated, but are you currently living in it or it's vacant?
No, it's vacant at the time because I was going to renovate that one. I bought another one, and I paused on this one, and so that's where I'm at right now because either I could sell it or I could finish renovating it, or because I don't owe anything on it, so I'm not in a, I'm not hard pressed or anything like that.
Good. Okay. I mean, that's good. So property, you initially wanted to renovate the property, but so it means that does it need a lot of work or
That depends upon who you ask. I'm a contractor myself. If you ask someone that calls themselves an investor but know nothing about contract work, they would think it needs a lot of contractor work.
good. Okay.
You get what I'm
Forrest.
saying? Because it's all over the place. It's according to how do you know of what a person knows how to do themselves, or if you got to hire somebody that for the every nail has got to be hammered in, or every piece of sheetrock has got to be cut. If you got to get somebody to do everything for you, then that would be more expensive for you.
Right. Well, good thing is Forrest, the owner of the company, is also a contractor, so he could definitely take a look and can relate with you more than that. So I'm just trying to check the pictures and by any chance, so this is vacant right now. Do you have like the pictures of the inside of the house or?
I don't have them in my phone.
Okay, that's fine. Okay, well, I guess let's just go ahead and set that up. You said you're available tomorrow, 6:30 in the evening. So let me schedule a call between you and Forrest. He's the owner. We're not sure what we're going to do with the property yet, but we're looking to buy properties in the area that's either we're going to fix and flip, rent, and yeah.
I do the same thing.
Great, great.
Some of them I buy, some of them I fix and flip. I got a few of them is rented. I even got some in other states. I do the
Oh,
same thing.
good. I mean, would you mind me asking what's the reason why you're trying to, you're letting go of this one if you're selling?
I haven't let it go. I have for me to let anything go, it has to make sense because remember what I told you. It's not a fire sale. I'm not hard pressed for any cash because I don't have a mortgage on it. Because if I have to buy one, if I let it go, then I got to do a 1031 exchange. I have to put the money into another one. But sometimes I can free up money on one, get another one. It has to make sense for me.
Okay.
If
All
it
right.
doesn't make sense, then I can't do anything.
I gotcha.
It just has to wait until I get back over there to renovate this one. But I caught another deal in another state, and I jumped on that because it was real sweet. And so that's I put this on pause for the moment.
Okay. Alrighty.
All right.
Let's just go ahead and do that. Tomorrow at 6:30. I'll also send you a reminder. But Forrest is also a contractor in Richmond, so we'll go ahead and do that. Is this the best phone number that we can reach you back, or you have an alternative phone number in case that we
This
can't
one is good
reach you?
enough.
Okay. And I'm sorry, the name that I have here is just says Harris. So, I mean, is that accurate? I
That's
don't know.
accurate. That's good. That's
Okay.
good enough. It got you tipping.
Great. Okay. Well, thank you very much. I think that's just it. We'll call you back tomorrow. Again, I'll send you a reminder, 6:30 in the evening.
Okay, you have a great day.
You too. I appreciate
Bye-bye.
it. Thanks. Bye.